Mario was adamant and searched the cabinets in the room.
If Mr. Klein's plans failed, we can't just let them come in here and give us a beating.
He focused his attention on the other two young men in the class.
You're with me, right?
They reluctantly joined him as the noise downstairs increased. Mr. Klein had reached the door. He was playing dumb, asking the men their business.
It doesn't sound like they're convinced,
Agnes said as she stood by the stairs, ignoring Mr. Klein's advice to keep the door to the classroom shut. Mario appeared next to her, holding an envelope opener.
Look, Agnes, there are at least 10 of them, maybe more. Only 3 of us, 4 with Mr. Klein, but I don't know what they'll do to him downstairs.
If it comes to fighting, you must take the back door
with the other girls.
She shook her head.
I want to fight.
No.
There was a tremendous crash downstairs, and Mr. Klein appeared at the foot of the stairs. He looked panicked, his face red as he rushed up the stairs.
They broke down the front door. Get away from the stairs.
His voice sounded unnatural as he used the railing to propel himself up. He had barely reached the top when the first of the black shirts followed. Mario grabbed Mr. Klein's hand and called for the other men to join him at the top of the stairs.
Come on, this is the best place to stop them.
The other students were armed with pieces of wood, and it dawned on Agnes that they'd probably smashed a chair to create their weapons.
Agnes, get out of here and take the other girls,
Mario said. She could see him tightening his grip on the letter opener. The young black shirt paused halfway up the stairs, sizing up the men waiting at the top, hatred spewing from his eyes.
He doesn't even know us.
Within seconds, the stairway was filled with black uniforms. Agnes counted at least 8 on the stairs, with the same number downstairs.
Just come with us now. There's no need to fight,
one of them shouted.
You don't stand a chance anyway, Jew boys.
The man's voice boomed through the building, the words landing viciously.
He's right,
Agnes said to Mario.
Come with us. Maybe we can lose them in the streets.
Mario shook his head, focused on the men on the stairs.
I'm so tired of these thugs. It's time to fight back.
This is not the time,
Agnes said.
He's going to get himself killed.
He turned to her, and as she looked into his eyes, she saw a determination that she knew no words of hers would weaken.
Take the other girls, Agnes, and run. We'll hold them off as long as we can. Don't worry about me. This isn't my first fight.
Now go.
He's willing to do whatever to get us out.
Mario turned his face back to the black shirts, who were now moving up the stairs, one step at a time. They had fallen into something resembling a battle formation. Agnes turned to find the girls shaking and crying and realized Mario was right. There was no sense in all of them being beaten, arrested, or worse. She swallowed hard as she stepped away.
Follow me,
she said to the girls, taking quick steps toward the back entrance. She opened a window and guided the first girl onto the fire escape stairs. She quickly climbed down. They were only on the second floor, after all. When the second girl climbed out, there were screams from the other side of the hallway. Agnes turned to see Mario and Mr. Klein lashing out viciously at the first black shirts. The third and fourth girl hurried out. Another roar as one of the black shirts tumbled down the stairs.
Maybe they can hold them off after all.
The last girl climbed through the window, pausing to see how the men were doing. At that moment, Mr. Klein fell backward onto the floor. Mario and the others tried to close ranks, but they were too late. 2 black shirts broke through and were now at the top of the stairs. Mario's small legion was surrounded. They tried as best they could, but soon more black shirts poured upstairs, and Agnes reluctantly climbed outside. She looked back, where 2 black shirts descended on Mario like rabid hyenas. He tumbled to the ground, and their eyes met. The last thing she heard was him roaring,
"Run!"